CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A jury has reached a verdict in the trial of three former Memphis police officers in the beating death of Tyre Nichols. The three were found guilty of witness tampering, and one was found guilty of civil rights violations. CBS News' Elise Preston from Memphis.
Two other officers pleaded guilty before the trial even began and actually testified. Now, Nichols' family said even with the mixed verdict, they feel like the officers, all five officers, have been held accountable, and they feel like they have received justice for Tyre Nichols' death.
Prosecutors say the officers did not provide life-saving aid to Nichols. The Dock Workers Union and port operators reached a tentative contract agreement on wages. The two sides agreed to go back to the bargaining table on the automation issue in mid-January. Scott Cowan is the vice president of the Longshoremen's Association.
They can provide, put food on the table, pay their bills. They don't have to worry anymore, possibly losing their cars or their homes or anything like that. You know, we're just coming back off of a major catastrophe, maritime tragedy with the bridge collapse. We were out of work for 2 months. Now we're out of work for a few more days. We're very excited to be back.
Helene destroyed houses and lives, but also roads, which provide vital access to those still suffering.
I'm Jim Crisula in North Carolina. Highway engineers now say Interstate 26 in Northeast Tennessee won't reopen before the end of the year. A twin-span bridge on the highway south of Johnson City was washed away in the epic flooding from Hurricane Helene. Engineers have no idea how long it will take to fix busy I-40 after several parts of it were washed away near the Tennessee-North Carolina border.
President Biden made good on his promise to provide aid to those impacted by Hurricane Helene. Thursday, he was in Georgia.
Congress has an obligation to me, it seems to me, to ensure the states have the resources they need.
L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon is reviewing the case of the Menendez brothers accused and convicted of the 1989 shooting death of their parents. Lawyers for the brothers say new evidence has come to light.
One possibility, what is being alleged by his lawyers, not by us, that there was evidence that had that evidence been presented to the jury, the outcome of this case would have been different.
A hair and makeup artist for Garth Brooks alleges that the country music star sexually assaulted her in a Los Angeles hotel in 2019. The woman claims Brooks booked only one hotel suite for the two of them on a trip and assaulted her in that suite. Brooks responded saying, quote, "I am not the man they have painted me out to be." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
If you're young and single, this could be the key to your happiness.
Thank you for being friends.
Having good friends is key for a 20-something who isn't dating or married. That's according to new research out of UCLA.
I love you!
I love you too! I'll be
there for you. They found that those who were happiest reported more close friendships, and those who weren't so happy were lacking in the friend department. They say this emphasizes the need to make long-term friendships a priority if you're young and single.
You're both my best friends.
Or really, any age. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Grammy winner, controversial rapper, and producer Eminem can now add a new title to his resume, Grandpa. His daughter Haley Jade announced she's pregnant. Eminem shared a touching music video showing his daughter handing him a jersey with the word Grandpa emblazoned on the back, along with ultrasound photos. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
W-R-G-N.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a few light showers working through. Upper 50s at daybreak. North winds will be light at 5 to 10. Friday morning could still have a couple of sprinkles or showers around. Otherwise, gradual clearing. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
I was to say to you. From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a designer. Hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with Timeless Hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More Timeless Hits coming right up.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Everything is all right.
hesitate. Young and impatient we may be. There's no need to act foolishly. If we part, our hearts won't forget it. Years from now, we'll surely regret it. Give me just a little more time. Then our love will surely
sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
My
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And all the fun we had.
6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Trying to
maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah.
About saffron, well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron, she's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow.
end of a loss of 10L. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace, electrical banana. It's about to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The three-day dock worker strike is over, but not because the two sides agreed on a long-term contract, but because they agreed to wait until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. CBS News' Christopher Cruz.
The two sides made a tentative deal to give them a few months to negotiate a six-year contract. The port operators have agreed to a 62% raise over 6 years. President Biden said of the agreement, "With the grace of God and the goodwill of neighbors, it's gonna hold."
At least 206 people dead because of Helene, with 100 of those deaths in North Carolina, leaving officials wondering whether more could have been done to warn people. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry spoke to